This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for December 23rd, 2022.
It's all set?
Yep.
Welcome everybody to the December 23rd emergency meeting. Rise and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The reason for the meeting is to encumber the funds, just to be safe.
Yep.
For the purchase of the property. It was voted on by the towns, and they accepted withdrawing the $250 from the capital reserve fund plus $150 from taxation. So just to cover our bases, run a couple snags, I guess I'm getting it done before the end of the year.
Yep.
So we want to just encumber that money, just to be safe.
The board wrote a motion.
Can I make a motion?
Absolutely.
Move to encumber the funds raised and appropriated by approval of Article 3 in the 2022 town meeting in the amount of $150,000 and to encumber the balance of $250,000 now on deposit in the capital reserve account, both for the purpose of acquiring the property subject to the warrant article.
Second that.
Any questions or discussion by the board? Seeing none, all in favor?
Rush.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
That's clean now.
Yep.
Okay. Because
yep.
Otherwise, if we didn't do this at $150,000, you couldn't get your hands on it
right.
Next year.
$250,000 we could, but not $150,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So since we're meeting this morning, and I just recently found out that the veterans tax credit is allowable up to $750. And I don't know whether the legislature just changed that or what, but I've drafted a warrant article to increase that from $500 to $750.
Oh, because they did increase it.
Right.
Okay.
And so because there's another warrant article. There's another warrant article that we have to put on the warrant this year to clarify
the current
that it's
people.
Available to all
veterans. People that are currently serving and now entitled
right.
to
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
So I asked Steve how to do this. I mean, now Mike Courtney how to do this. And he's recommended two separate
ones.
You gotta
just so it's
increase
not
it, and then you go
right.
into where
so
it's to all.
I hope we have the board's support. I have I have the facts here. Candia allows $500 credit. Chester allows $750. Deerfield $750. Raymond $500. And Hooks is $300. I'm surprised at Hooks.
Right. We bumped it to $500 not that many years ago.
A couple of years ago.
Right?
Yeah, because it was $300.
So I think, you know, I mean, if the veterans, we have 173 veterans in Canyon are eligible
nice.
For the $500 credit. And there's a few that are eligible for the $2,000
credit. There's a disabled.
But this
yeah,
is
that,
just
yeah,
and
yeah.
the $2,000
right.
credit is already matched.
That hasn't changed.
That's
yeah.
right. So with that, I would like to make a motion that the board support these two proposed warrant articles I got them right here.
I don't need to
no.
see it. I thought we did the first
we
one.
Did
already.
The first one.
So
we did,
just
we
a
did.
Second.
But
okay.
we can confirm both
but,
of them.
But now we've got to go back and
no, you got to change it because now it's $750 instead of $500.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All
right, so.
So my first motion would be to see how we're going to do this. Well, to see if the board will support the following warrant article. Shall the town modify the optional veterans tax credit in accordance with RSA 7228-2 from the current tax credit of $500 a year to $750 per year? Question mark. If adopted, the all veterans tax credit will also be $750 a year, the same amount as the optional veterans tax credit shall take effect next year. So that's my motion.
I'll second it.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Rush.
Sue. Yeah, Boyd.
Brian.
And the last one, Sue, it just incorporates this language.
Yeah, it just increases it.
Do you want a motion on that one, or do you want
to just... To be safe, let's...
Okay, then I move the following warrant article be supported by the board. Shall the town readopt the provisions of RSA 7228-2 and RSA 7828-B to include eligible active duty veterans as specified in the state legislature's 2022 amendment in accordance with RSA 72:27A, as previously adopted, if Article the one we just approved passes, then the optional veterans tax credit and all veterans tax credit will be 750.
Okay.
If Article with that, that's my motion.
And I'll second that.
Any questions, discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Yeah, boy.
Two.
Right.
So here's the fact sheet on this, that increasing it from $500 to $750 will cause a 7 cents per thousand.
They
increase.
Deserve anything they get, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I feel the same. I was just reading the paper today. There's 170,000 U.S. military people that are serving overseas. During Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. They're not even in any place close to the United States, okay? Yeah. And you know, they're not having a real Christmas for them. The families aren't there. You don't know what they're doing.
Right.
Okay? They could be getting shot at. So I say, you know what?
Yeah, give them whatever we're allowed.
Freedom doesn't come free.
Right.
But I just say, years ago, you had your Bob Hope that toured around, and other
that's
people.
Right.
I don't know if that's...
Well, there's still some groups that do, but not
to
as,
that degree.
Not to degree
get the
as Bob Hope.
Get the,
remember Bob Hope?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I do.
Christmas,
yep.
Yeah.
That brought people's attention to these
veterans.
That's right.
Or, Army.
At least where they were and stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but what
exactly.
I'm saying is, hey, there are
awesome
other people over there celebrating,
yeah.
And I don't think your news media is doing enough to say, show them... They're getting fed a
no.
Christmas meal or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like everything else is sort of falling by the wayside. It doesn't get any publicity, which that's a positive
right.
publicity.
Until something bad happens in this country,
yeah.
then we need them.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Oh, no,
that's what happened.
Something.
Yeah, this is just the purchase and sale. Ron signed it. I'm going to have Brian sign it if the board is okay with
that.
Yeah, Brian? Yep. No, this is
he's
got to
come up with the money.
That's
then.
Just page 7. That's what
who's
about,
that?
So I'll witness
Brian.
It.
Oh, what a
thank
pretty
you for
pen.
A Christmas present, Brian.
My color.
Thank you for getting
yeah,
that doing article.
Straighten
that
out.
Oh,
yes.
What is that?
Both
you, want
of them.
You want to sign
both
or print it?
You can sign. You sign, and then I will,
you know,
and I'll witness it.
He wouldn't be able to on that order flight.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
With Dean, with the honor flight, there's that little local paper that comes. He should get some recognition that these veterans have gone and done this. I know Dean doesn't like taking credit, but I think getting a group picture of these from
thank you.
New Hampshire thank you. Or wherever.
I didn't put all
the
other
in front
of
no.
that
yeah.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
very few.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. So great. What I'm saying, and that's what I'm saying is it's, and Linda, if you get her a picture, she knows the person to get it to on that paper. It's a little thing, but sometimes these little things mean an awful lot.
You know, the war was over 77 years ago. If those guys were 20 when they went in, they're pushing 100 now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why there's so few of them left.
That's right.
But, you know, they're not the only veterans in this country.
They can't all be as healthy as Reggie Hancock.
Yeah. Is he a veteran?
From British.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. But he'll be 100 in May.
Really?
But, you know, we have a lot of...
Well, he was on the right side anyhow.
Yeah.
Vietnam... veterans.
They're taking Korea and Vietnam.
And Korea, all of these, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
All of them, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Hi, Rudy.
Oh. Rudy, you there, buddy?
Well, he can't, he's not on chat. Or it's not.
There he is.
We are practicing,
y'all.
while we're at it, I got one more.
Okay.
Is it good or bad?
That's good.
Oh, good.
All right, so we just got notice of a Federal Highway Administration local aid support. Okay, it's $1.5 billion available for towns to complete infrastructure projects. Okay, so I talked to Jeff. I said, is there anything we can do to complete a project? He said, we got some bridge repair. We just got $68,000. We're going to work on the old Deerfield Road Bridge.
Oh,
But there's another bridge that we could probably work on. So do you think this board would support, applying for a grant to work on our bridges?
Apply for any grant, any grant.
Yeah, get it out of the other pocket. New Boston Road came to mind for me.
Yeah, I thought that we mentioned New Boston Road at the meeting. Didn't you mention New Boston Road at the last meeting?
I thought it was state's responsibility. I thought, I've always heard it's the state's responsibility to bring it.
Well, I'd like to bring it closer.
But we'll get a check.
Yes, well.
Candy has just never accepted, but it's still our bridge.
Well, okay, but I mean, it should be.
Yeah, they should be.
All right, so here's where it gets interesting. Jeez, I don't know how. All right, so part of the fine print here on this grant opportunity is, as was the case last year, the department is encouraging applicants to consider how their projects could address climate change, ensure racial equity, and remove barriers to entry.
But allows people to go back and forth over the bridge and then to Maple.
I'm plant grass on the side.
Here's what I'm thinking. That we propose a solar-powered EV charging station that'll double as a homeless shelter.
Oh my God! No.
Is that located on Depot Road?
Where is it? New Boston Road?
Yeah, New Boston Road is where he's gonna stick it.
And then when the sun's not shining and people are charging their cars, the homeless can sleep in their cars.
Oh.
I got it all worked out. Okay, we could
write the grant. Do it.
You gotta watch a little more TV and stuff.
You know, I mean, how can you get serious about this? We want to do something, and we gotta make it sound like we're doing climate change. How can you build a road and change the climate?
Well, what do we have underneath?
Change the climate of the road. That's about what you
said. The culvert, maybe.
Remember, we were supposed to get a square one or a box one.
Yeah, that's on
Couldn't
North
we
Road.
Do something
what,
like
which
that?
Which road was it?
North Road.
Remember, Dennis said that.
Yeah,
right. Couldn't Claire we do something like that? Yeah. And because of the climate, the water's running more frequently and like that, and just make it
you know
spin
what,
it.
Here's what I thought about that is, you could say if that fails, then all that traffic that's coming here is going to go to a bigger detour, and that's more mileage and more
gas, more
wear on the roads.
Huh? What do you think?
You can get creative,
But under the bridge, we're going to have a little water wheel, generate electricity.
Oh, I like that.
That's right.
There you go.
Right, you can charge on a Tesla. Right. Anyhow. That was my thought.
Who's going to stop it?
Now, I'm going to need your help because we're going to come up with a DUNS number and a SAM number.
Okay, yeah, I got all that.
You got all this stuff?
I have all that stuff, yeah.
All right. So we have until February to put this thing in. So.
Okay.
I did mention it to the planning board the other night that we were going to be looking into it. So.
We should. And we told the budget committee, if we get a town administrator, we're going to look for grants.
Right.
So.
And when have you had time to do that?
Well, nobody could have predicted the predicament we went in. But,
is Jessica here today?
No, she's not. Yeah.
Okay, well, that answers that.
Yeah, well.
But Donna still is.
Donna Hetzel's here.
Yeah. And Ann's gone.
Ann is now gone.
Hey, where's that culvert on North Road? Oh, I know, so
Claire
much.
Thomas's.
That one. Yeah. Okay. All right, we should do the engineering on that.
By Claire Thomas's or Soha's?
Soha's.
Well, it's the same property.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, it is?
Okay.
Yeah, that was Claire Thomas's property.
Do you think Dennis has any paperwork on that?
I don't know. I really don't.
Well, remember at our meeting, he didn't want to spend the money for the square.
That's why
we
put in the large culvert.
He put the other in, so... I think you could look back and...
That was
when
the Carlton was opposed to. He wanted
when
that
was that?
Culvert in there.
Oh, so he was on the board?
Carlton was, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So maybe
just
2018?
Before I came on.
That'd be a good project.
Oh, so maybe...
That New Boss Road, if there's enough money. I definitely would like to get that bridge buttoned up.
New Boston or... Well, what's
North.
The priority?
Both.
Well, I mean, we're only going to try to do one here.
Yeah.
Well, if the funds are there, we might be able to do two.
Yeah. Hogs get fat, pigs get slaughtered. Okay, just we're gonna go for one.
Pig in a tuxedo is still a pig.
All right, I'll talk to Jeff and see whichever one we can document.
Yeah.
Okay, that we can provide some engineering and support.
Maybe we have better. Yeah.
But how are you gonna make that turn into climate change?
You can, just because. It's running more and...
Climate change, because we're protecting the environment around it in case of another
Mother's Day flood.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. It's a response to climate change.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that's
how you're going to. That's all. We're not going to change.
Yeah, but it's all going to freeze tonight. So what do you mean climate change? It's going to get real cold tonight.
That is going to be nice to skate on, though, isn't it? My son's my son's
nice layer.
Oh, you have a pond, too. Yeah. He'll be excited about that.
Yeah.
Anything to add, Rudy?
I've got to get my cookies going. Yeah, I've got to get them back.
You got cookies in the oven.
No. I have to get them back.
She's gonna,
Rudy?
She's going to put icing on.
I was going to.
I can't hear him. Is that?
Huh?
You got till noon.
Yeah,
Rudy was saying something.
Rudy's asking something.
What?
Can't hear him.
I can't hear you, Rudy.
Can't hear you.
Boy, did they say anything on that money, whether it was from the Volkswagen settlement?
No, I don't think so.
No, that doesn't sound familiar.
This is fresh money right from the federal
government. No, it's that improvement, infrastructure that they passed, that the federal government passed.
Infrastructure, yeah.
One point whatever.
Not the latest one. There's another one now.
They didn't pass that.
No, they haven't passed it yet. It's out there.
This is crazy.
Our kids are going to be broke.
The charging station, I know that the GPS is giving money out for that kind of stuff, too, so that's why I asked the question.
But, you know, when you put that charging station out, you're going to have a police officer there. So when somebody comes in there, somebody's already using it, that they don't get upset. They got to wait 30 minutes.
Where is this charging station going?
Hour, yeah.
Do you know that they charge for the charging stations?
I didn't know that. I thought they were free.
Yeah. No, they're not.
I see, like, the one in Derry in the municipal parking lot.
Punch in the
and
car.
People put it, plug it in, and they leave it there for, like, hours.
Yeah.
How do they do it?
That's so strange. It just takes that long?
Yeah,
there's a scanner there, and they know the VIN of that car, and they know who to charge.
Really?
So there's nobody
that
changes hands.
You don't put a card in?
Because we were coming across the Mass Pike once, and we stopped at a rest area.
And there's
a bunch of Teslas backed up getting charged up. So I went back and talked to the guy. I said, how do you pay for that? He says, as soon as you wave a wand over the rear, over the charging receptacle, it knows the car. And they charge it.
That's Big Brother's. That's their card for starting the car. It's all in there.
Well, that and how long does it
take?
A car? How long?
45 minutes.
Yeah.
A long time.
How far can you go on
350 miles.
Yeah. 45
roughly,
minutes.
Yeah.
I see people in the Derry municipal parking lots do that. And it's like
every
they plug them in and then they go and like they have coffee. They go, like they leave their car.
Who has time to
I'm assuming they must work in local businesses or something to leave their cars there.
Next morning, drive another 300 miles, I'll get
Well, it's fine if you're just putzing around. Around here, it's a big deal.
All right, but now
you don't leave the
look at this. They are not paying any road tax.
They have fuel tax. That's right.
The fuel tax.
That's right.
And they're getting an incentive to buy that vehicle from you and I, from the government.
That's right.
So they're getting a free ride on our roads. That they're and.
You're New right.
Hampshire, I never thought of that.
Right. New Hampshire is a state that has tourism come in. So when they come up with a regular car, they're paying for gas and
That's
they're paying
right,
for road use tax.
Right.
That's right.
So they're
I never
getting a free ride.
That.
They're getting a free ride.
All they are paying then is when they go through the tolls. That's the only
thing.
But I wonder if they figured that out financially, what we're going to be losing.
Well,
whatever
year they say we're going to all electric, we're going to lose it.
Yeah, always we pay.
And all the subsidies to buy one?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's still very expensive, even with the subsidies.
That's right.
It's out of the price range of most people.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Somebody keeps saying Tesla's is replace the battery pack is $4,000 or something like that.
God.
And
then you can't get rid of it. You can't dispose of it.
I mean, there's a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. I already have to. If our electric car goes on fire,
let it burn.
And
you don't want to park them in your garage.
I've heard more stories
of people having garage fires because
of those.
What is that, Brian? Excuse me, behind
this
you.
It's a remote for the lights.
It's a remote for the lights, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what lights?
You change the colors of these, right?
No,
I don't know if you can change the colors, but you can.
There colors
we want the
you can time it. Is there colors?
No,
oh, maybe not. Maybe that's just
on. I think it's off and on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
go
can just go
a lot
around.
Of batteries?
No, we just put new ones in from last year.
Oh, that's not bad.
I mean, we left them on like 24/7 for the past 3 weeks.
See, and I insisted Dean put the outlet right below the right center.
Way back when we used to plug in our candles, when I was growing up.
For the candles. He says, once a year, Susan? I said, yes, once a year.
Yeah.
Now, I locked the door How do I shut the lights off in the office?
Oh, I'll show you again. It's that bottom left hand
button.
Yeah.
I was saying, wait a minute, what's happening here?
Yeah.
But if I should have walked out, it should have gone off.
It would have, yeah, after right? half an
well,
hour.
Well, the timer.
I've got to pack up.
Did
you
make all that paneling?
Yeah.
Dean did, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, even if I weren't married to him, he's very talented. He is. He loves it.
I know.
He loves
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That's yeah, he's worked for you. He whistles and he just loves it.
Yeah. All right. What are you doing today?
I move to adjourn.
Please.
Motion.
Adjourn it.
I'll make a motion. Oh, you? I'll second it.
Second it. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
All right. Boy.
Brian.
Hey, you don't have to put the whole thing on the minutes, okay, about my rant about this.
Oh, no, don't worry about that.